Sports.com. Welcome into the show. I'm Brad Dalius. Great to have you aboard tonight. Another exciting guest coming your way this evening here on Cashback Radio. Tonight's guest, this guy, was the very first person to achieve Savion's five-star rank. Yes, and get this, he did it in his first 33 days with the company, which is amazing in itself. He's through that, which is through the record to this day as Savion five-star Ron Jean. Rockin' Ron now joins us over the phone tonight. How you doing, Ron? Thanks for coming on the show.
Great to be here, Brad. I am so excited to be on this show. I was just anticipating this show all week, and I was like, wow, I made it.
Good to be here. To have you on. Oh, likewise, it's great to have you on, Ron. I know we've known each other for a couple years now, and one of the things I want to talk about tonight with you is your passion in general for life, really, and everything, because that's one of the first things that stands out to me when I think of Rockin' Ron is his passion and his excitement for everything. So I'm curious, right off the bat, obviously we're going to get into Savion and how it's affected everyone's life, how it's affected your life personally, but I'm curious, where does that passion come from, Ron? Where does the excitement come from to, you know, to get up every day and to keep plugging away at it and to try and do the best you can to have the best chance to succeed in whatever you're doing?
Absolutely. Well, Brad, you know, passion is a big word. You know, and Merriam-Webster defines passion as a strong feeling of enthusiasm or excitement for something or about doing something. So for me, it was getting into a business, you know, and this emotion is what drives us when we need a push. You know, while being an entrepreneur, it may sound like a newfound freedom. In fact, it is a stronger commitment than most imagine. And I, as an entrepreneur, I have this drive or this passion that's unstoppable. And this is how people succeed and achieve what other people wish they could accomplish.
And where do you think it comes from initially? Is it something that has been in your family that you learned from a family member over the years while growing up? Where do you think it started?
Well, it really started from childhood. I mean, I loved network marketing ever since I was 16 years old. I was reading, you know, the books. I think it was Big Al. And, you know, back in those days, how old is this guy? Anyway, I was looking into network marketing, and I always loved it as a young boy. It was amazing, you know, just like, what's that mean? You know, well, I love the idea of people getting people, and, you know, and I started to understand that when you start a business, you know, and I'm going to speed up here for the sake of time, but you feel that as an entrepreneur, it's not for everyone, okay? Some people will, you know, be corporate entrepreneurs, and many people will think like entrepreneurs, and that's a valuable asset to the business world. I mean, whether you're an intrapreneur within corporations or an independent entrepreneur, you have to commit, you know, and that whole thing came from my father. You know, my father was a committed songwriter, but he was also an entrepreneur, and I looked at, you know, his style of living and what he did in the business world as well. You know, he was not only a famous songwriter, but Italian songwriter, but he also was very successful in the corporate business world. And I looked at how he was always looking to succeed within, you know, within the corporate America realm. And I, you know, I said, Dad, I want to do this, what you're doing. I want to go out there and talk to people. So I started setting up displays and talking. It was actually in the pharmaceutical industry that he hit some big high notes. And on top of that, I just learned from my father. So he was my mentor. You know, he was a baseball coach, and I grew up, you know, playing baseball and loving the sport. And really, so my mentor was my father, and he was giving me the entrepreneur of, you know, maybe you want to be a baseball player. Maybe you want to, you know, my brother, great ball player, you know, fantastic. So you got to define your outcome. You know, when you understand, you know, what you want to achieve and what's driving you, you're more likely to reach your goal.
And I think what you said before, Ron, is so important. You mentioned how you have to really stay committed to whatever it is that you want to pursue. If you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to be a business owner, whatever the case may be, right? You have to stay committed to it, and you have to really invest time in it. And even if I think, if really, if it's not working out to, if you're not where you want to be at a certain point, you have to still, I think, continue to work and have the work ethic to try and get to that point. You can't let, there's going to be peaks and valleys all the time, right? And you have to make sure that you just keep plugging away at it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all successful people have a goal, and no one can get anywhere unless he knows where he wants to go and what he wants to do or be. This was Norman Vincent Peale who said that. Success also equals goals, you know. All else is commentary. Brian Tracy, you know, is, and also one of my other favorites, Jim Rohn. If you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what? They have, guess what they have planned for you? Not much. I thought that was, I thought that was interesting. And I, you know, those kind of things, you know, it's amazing that we're on this subject because, you know, success starts with an attitude. And an attitude determines your thoughts, and thoughts create your routines, and routines determine what daily actions you take, and your actions determine success. So you have, you know, attitude, thoughts, routine, action, success. But it all starts with an attitude first.
We're talking with Savion five-star Ron Jean here on Cashback Radio. Having a lot of fun tonight, diving into all kind of different topics. Just getting started here. We're going to the bottom of the hour, by the way, 8:30 Eastern time. So, Ron, if you remember back at the Savion launch in February, you actually mentioned to me how Savion is changing your life. It's really amazing, and you mentioned that to me. A lot of other people mentioned it as well. What has Savion meant to you personally? What effect has it had in your life?
Well, one of the biggest effects is the people that need hope. You know, there's a lot of people out there that need hope. And I'm going to talk about four things tonight that I think are very important. And before I touch on that, you know, I started to realize that I was the one, you know, I was the guy that needed the hope before anybody else. If you don't help yourself, how can you help other people? If you don't become the best, how can you lead by example? So I had to go out there and I just had to, you know, I really had to connect with my higher power, you know, and I had to say, you know what? I'm going to go out there and do something, and I'm just going to connect with people in a different way. Because when you're in the first mode, which is called survival, survival mode is a mode that I was in when I started. So because I had, you know, many, many different modes of different types of success in my life. But it was always a survival mode success. It was never a true success story. So Savion was the beginning of a success story that I really felt deep down was going to be the ultimate legacy in my life and the lives of others. So when I took on that attitude, I started to realize that, you know, when you're in a survival mode, you're treading water like a dog in the ocean or in the pool. And your nose is always just above. You know, you're trying to always just stay above, just get above the bills, just barely getting by, barely, you know, you may not have to, you know, you have to eat peanut butter sometimes. But that's surviving, okay? And I experienced that mode, but I quickly took that mode into the second mode, which I call stability mode. Now, stability mode is when you can finally pay your bills. You know, you can finally start to, you know, get ahead and, you know, take your partner or whoever you're with to McDonald's once a month. you're finally making it. You know what I'm saying?
And folks, for folks, Ron, who are, let's say, in survival mode, and a lot of people are,
right,
they're trying to make
right
the jump to the stability mode, but, you know, they're stuck. They're
right
in that holding pattern. How do they get above? How do they make it over the fence?
Well, we're going to talk about that because, you see, and we're going to talk about two more modes too, but before we go there, that is a great question. Let me answer that. You see, when you're in survival mode, you have to realize that everything you're doing in life is just a state of mind. When you start to use the true law of attraction, okay, and you use that power, that higher power, okay, and you start to attract success, okay? Now, of course, you know, being a Christian, I believe in God. And my one of my great motivational mentors was Joel Osteen, still is. And, you know, I started to say, you know what, I can do anything because I'm just receiving what the universe already wants to give me. And that is true success based on the fact that I am special. I'm not just an average person. Everyone is special. What do you believe about yourself? So I started to attract the right people in my life, and I connected with some great folks, and I enabled myself to almost bend time, you know, almost like those wormholes, you know, you go through time and you can jump through time because you go through some wormhole or in outer space. And, you know, I don't know how to explain it as an astrophysics, you know, but, you know, I learned that there are shortcuts, okay, where you can work smart. You can still work very hard at what you're doing, but you can work smart and you could just take yourself into success by literally just believing you're there already. And of course, you know, you could watch these kind of things, just watching The Secret or any of these motivational, you know, vehicles that can take you there. But I took it serious. You know, when somebody told me, exactly, when somebody told me to watch The Secret, when I watched it, see, they watched it for months. They looked at that little movie for months. But when I watched it a few years back, when I had a tremendous surge of success that came into my life, I noticed that the reason it came was because I actually believed it. Okay, so this person was like, "Ron, I can't believe it! I can't. What did you do? How did all the success come in 3 days after watching The Secret?" I said, "Because I actually believed it and I applied it."
Love it.
So I got right out of yeah, it was interesting.
So we've got survival mode and then stability mode. What's next?
Mm-hmm. What's next is probably a mode. Now, don't forget, these modes are all about you.
Right.
You know, survival is all about, oh, my God, you know, I got to pay the bills. I. You know, stability mode is still like, hey, man, I got this covered, sweetheart. I can pay the bills. I can take care of this. I can do this. I can do that. Don't worry. Don't worry. We got it. We're in stability mode. But the next one is success mode. Okay, now you're in success mode. Okay, and success, now bear in mind, some people stay stuck in survival mode their whole life. Some people stay stuck in stability mode their whole life. Most people do. Okay, success mode, now you can go out. It's still about you, though. Think of this. It's still about you. Now I can buy extra, you know, extra ties. Now I can have a second home. Now I can take those, you know, one or two vacations a year. I'm in success mode. Okay. It's still about me. I'm in success mode. I can do mm-hmm. this. I can do that. I can go anywhere I want. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm getting to the fourth mode. And then you can ask me a question if you'd like, but here's the fourth mode. The fourth mode is being in success mode long enough to say, what am I doing to help others? I've got to get into significance mode. I got to be significant in someone else's life. So you see, instead of looking at people, when I start talking it up about Savion and my success or this or that, I start immediately thinking about what mode are they in? Because when you could be significant in someone else's life, and you can change it and turn it around because you are in that mode for real. Now you can change lives, and now you're significant, and now you're making a difference. Now you can create that legacy. Now your family is going to be looking at you through a different eyeglass.
Savion five-star Ron Jean here on Cashback Radio. We're going to step aside for a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our talk about the different modes and Savion and really to get you in the right mindset, because that's what we're talking about tonight. And I know Ron has been alluding to it a lot already, but getting in the right mindset, it really is, a lot of it is psychological, and I think Ron would agree with that. So we'll continue our discussion after the break. You're listening to Cashback Radio.
Discover a new career. clarify a new lifestyle, or align a new life direction. Mental Minute Success Coaching will empower you with the skills and strategies to attain the success that you deserve. Whether you need financial stability, want to be your own boss, or desire increased sports and musical performance, Mental Minute Success Coaching is your key to a mindset built on trust and dedication. When life's pressures and transitions are limiting your mental ability to achieve your goals, our success coaching process will assist clients to follow through to receive the desired results. Mental Minutes provides individuals, groups, or businesses with success training for employees and entrepreneurs. A certified success coach will support, motivate, and inspire clients to reach their desired goals and increase performance. Living life in the 21st century can be challenging, but with the positive success coaching approach of Mental Minutes, you will be able to live your life making every minute count. Go to mentalminutes.com today and start living the life you've always dreamed.
Welcome back to Cashback Radio. I'm Brad Dalius, taking you into the bottom of the hour tonight here, 8:30 Eastern Time, talking with Savion five-star Ron Jean this evening, having a lot of fun, really breaking it down, peeling back the layers, if you will, on really trying to figure out the best modes to get in and the step-by-step guide of how to try and get your mind in the right direction if you want to achieve success or whatever you're trying to achieve. It's really all about getting yourself into the right mindset. And as I was mentioning before, Ron, we're talking about the different modes. We talked about the success mode, and then we also talked about the mode beyond that, being in success mode, I think you called it. And at that point, I think, you can really reap what you sow. You can really reap the benefits if you did everything right leading up to that point.
Right. You know, the one thing that I don't do is I don't go out there and try to pretend I'm in significance mode if I'm not. You know, if you're in, even if you're in survival mode and you're finding a light at the end of the tunnel, you can still go to other people and, believe it or not, instead of trying to say, well, am I talking to a green person, a red person? You know, I don't know all about that. Okay. I know there are people that know the colors. Okay. But I know the modes, and I'm telling you, if you are not earning, make sure you are learning, because whatever it is, you're going to learn from somebody. Look at Bruce Lee. Here's a guy who took every art that you could think of, taekwondo, judo, jiu-jitsu, kendo, and here's a guy that came up with his own style called Jeet Kune Do, right? So I'm kind of like a Jeet Kune Do guy. Or Serge Nubre, an old bodybuilder, okay? He would work out different body parts, okay? But he was this incredible bodybuilder. But if you asked him what his routine was, he would say, well, I just lift what I feel like working out. I don't have a routine. You know?
He just goes into it. It became his normal thing. He didn't even think twice about it.
Right, exactly. So, you know, when I talk to people, I just find out what mode they're in. All right. And then if they're in a mode where they're higher than I am, okay, then what? Right. Then I'm in trouble. No, the way that I deal with people is I imagine myself all the time being in significance mode, because if you want to get somewhere, you got to focus. You got to think of where you want to be. So you could actually have the mindset just like an entrepreneur that's in the corporate world, he's constantly thinking that way, which could be an asset to the business because he thinks like an entrepreneur. And he's the guy in the office that people are like, oh my God, I got to be around this guy, and I just like the way he thinks, And those kind of people that just inspire you, but most of the time, you're getting inspired, outside on a lunch break or, whatever they do on lunch break, they go outside and do some things that most people shouldn't do, like smoke cigarettes or whatever. But the thing is, there are those people that shine. And those people that shine, those people that learn to let go of their past because they have a goal deep down, because your past doesn't determine your future. Yesterday is history, but tomorrow is a mystery. That is so important, because that entrepreneurial spirit is going to project a lot more than what you think you need to do. You do not, and I repeat, you do not need to go into talk about, well, if I only had this. Now, I want you to catch this, Brad. This is important. This is bit more. This is a lot of nuggets right here. If I only had more leads, I can build my business. If I only had more money to travel. If I only had somebody that would stand behind me in a room and start talking, and the whole thing, if I only had an LCD projector, I could make a fortune, man. I can get up there talking about this business. Ooh, 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 if I only had this or that. No.
Lots of ifs. Lots of ifs.
Yep, yep, yep. Let me tell you more. It's not what you think you need. It's what, oh boy, if you get this, it's not any of those things, but the source. Now we're going back to the law of attraction. Oh, what do you think of that? It's what you already are that's going to attract the right people in your life. If you don't believe in the source, you've got nothing. You've got nothing. There's nothing that's going to make you successful.
And Ron, if you could talk a little bit about, you were mentioning this just a little while ago, actually, and this is a good segue mm-hmm. into this question I have. Talk about
sure.
surrounding yourself with people who push you to go further, to work a little harder maybe, to try and go that little extra mile. Even if you already are going as fast as you can, as working as hard as you can always, in general, you can always be pushed a little further, right? Talk about surrounding yourself with those types of people that can really help to put you over the top and just make you a better all-around person.
Well, you know, what you just said is so important. First of all, do not surround yourself with folks that are going to talk and about other things that absolutely drag you down. It just takes you down. It's like a weight on your back. You just can't talk to negative people, okay? This whole idea – now, of course, what are we doing? We're taking a little of the positive, you know, the Norman Vincent Peale, you know, the being positive all the time, or maybe Louis Biscaglia, just learn to love. Or maybe, you know, Anthony Robbins, your past doesn't equal your future. So you're taking all these things in. Or maybe Joel Osteen, you know, your greatest day is right now. You know, don't mm-hmm. worry about, you know, you can do it, whatever it is, okay? Those kind of folks are keeping me in check 24/7. So when I talk to someone, unless they have something very positive to say, I don't allow myself to stay in their presence for more than 17 seconds. And I learned that from somebody who's probably listening to me right now. But it's true, because the law of attraction is going to work either for you or against you. If you want to be that guy that's going to knock over the coffee cup and you go to open the door and it's raining and you don't have an umbrella, whatever, that's because you're spending too much time entertaining negative energy that you got to drop. There are friends, and if success is going to cost you friends that you think are friends, but they're not really your friends. It's going to cost you a lot, okay? That pain is worth it, though, because the gain that you're going to have is going to be an awesome lifestyle. Now you're tapping in to attracting the right people in your life, and those are the people that were meant to be there because you designed it that way. You're a creator. You can create anything. You have the ability, the God-given ability, to create the wealth and anything you want because God gave it to you. And if you want to think that there's a genie in the sky that gave it to you, that's great. You can think that. I happen to believe in God, so I'm going to use him as my higher energy or my level of energy here. So I believe that it's so important. It's so important to tap into that energy more than it is to say, well, I need this or I need that to make it happen. No, you don't. You just need a vision and a desire, and you just got to start dreaming again.
Once again, we're talking with Savion five-star Ron Jean. Oh, man, I'm fired up now. Everyone else, I'm sure, is too. Having a lot of fun tonight talking with Ron. As I mentioned before at the beginning of the show, he was the very first Savion five-star rank, first person to achieve that five-star rank in Savion. Very impressive in itself. And, you know, Ron, everything we've talked about tonight, talking about your different modes to be in and trying to, you know, continue to climb the ladder, if you will, to move on to the next mode and to try and better yourself, whatever business you may have or whatever work you're in. But now, if we apply that to Savion, and for people who are just getting started with Savion, they're trying to do the best they can. They're trying to build up their teams, their receipts, whatever the case may be. What's probably the best piece of advice you can give somebody just getting started with Savion who is really looking to have have a piece of the pie that you're eating and really trying to achieve the success where you're at? What would you tell them? What's your best piece of advice?
My best piece of advice is get familiar with the business you're in. Go in your back office. Learn all there is to learn about what it is you're involved in. Even if you never use these memberships and you just go out there and use them once in a while, don't think that the knowledge that you have about your product doesn't mean anything. It means everything. In fact, you should be plugged into the instant savings benefits if you don't like the cashback, or the global travel if you don't like the retail membership. Folks, whatever it is, you have to make that decision. But I can tell you from my experience now, because we are global and things are getting enhanced, okay, that you got to stay focused on your product. You have to become a master at explaining this product, and then go out there with all the passion, with everything inside of you, and start talking to folks. Don't give up. Folks, the people that make the seven figures in this industry are folks that work many hours for 90 days, 120 days. These are the folks that are going way beyond their limits. If you want to be in that group, you can be. Not everybody can. Not everybody's cut out for it. In fact, I'm in training right now. I'm Rocky right now. I'm cracking the eggs in the morning. I'm getting ready to – it's happening right now, Brett.
Savion five-star Ron Jean, Rockin' Ron. Hey, Ron, we really appreciate your time tonight. We appreciate you coming on the show. It's been a lot of fun. For folks who want to get in contact with you, Ron, you know, where should they go if they want to reach out to you? What's the best place to get a hold of you?
Well, you know, I do – the best place to get a hold of me really is, you know, I have an email address. And that's really what people do is they email me if they're interested. I'm finding – I love emails. Okay, I love emails, and of course I have a phone number, but I do love, you know, to get back to anybody that has a desire to be motivated.
Awesome. Great stuff. Hey, Ron, thanks so much. We really appreciate your time tonight. You know, I think we're all a little bit more inspired tonight now that you've spoken and shared your experiences with us. And, you know, I think you put everyone on a good path tonight going forward here with Savion. So, Ron, thanks so much. Sure. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, one more thing. Facebook. That's my favorite. If you want to connect with me, Ron Jean. Five-star founder with Savion.
Good
care.
Stuff. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. All right.
And there he goes. Once again, Savion five-star Ron Jean joining us tonight here on Cashback Radio. That's going to do it for tonight's show. Thanks for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter, by the way, @BradDalius. It's DALIUS. I'll talk to you next week.